Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right. Welcome to Rain and Love Ministries. I'm your host, Overseer Tim Jackson, amen. And my co-host, the Watchman on the Wall, amen. The infamous Watchman on the Wall, amen. Amen. Elder Bazaar, I thank the brother for being on here with me tonight. Amen. We're going to talk about some resurrection. Amen. Is what we're going to talk about.
Yes,
that seems
sir.
To be the going subject. Amen. Around this time of the year. Amen. I know some people like to call it Easter. It is not Easter. Amen.
No.
That is the pagan holiday that was created by man. But we're going to get into some things tonight. Amen. I'm going to try to move as quickly as I can to fit it all in the hour and a half. Amen. I've been blessed to be called to minister at a church first thing tomorrow morning. They want me to preach, so I've been invited to another church. So it's a blessing from the Most High God, amen, for this opportunity. Any way that we can get the word out, amen. I'm going to read a scripture. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I read the scriptures of love, if the brother don't mind, I'm going to ask him to pray, and then I'm going to jump right on into the word tonight. Amen.
Amen.
And what we're going to be talking about. Amen. So I'm going to read the scripture. Amen. To the context of love, which was written by Paul, which is coming out of 1 Corinthians. Amen. The 12th chapter. You all know it.
Amen.
Verse 31 into 1 Corinthians, the entire 13th chapter. Amen. I'm trying to be ready. Amen. I'm kind of trying to get my notes out and everything, make sure everything is laid out. You know how it is. Amen. But nonetheless, ready or not, here we come. I'm going to go ahead and read the word, brother. You're going to say a quick prayer. I mean, we're going to get this show on the road. Amen. But come the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing.
Lord,
and though
Lord,
I bestow
Lord.
All my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Charity suffered long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunted not itself. Is not puffed up. Do not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now by the faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Charity meaning love. Amen. Go ahead, doctor, and pray for us.
All right, Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for your love that you give us opportunity to preach your word in season and out of season.
Amen.
We preach it when we don't want to preach it. We will preach it when people don't want to hear it. We preach it when people do want to hear it. We ask you right now, let your anointing be on our lips and our heart, on our mind and on our soul, as we bring the living gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the resurrected one. And we ask you right now to touch Tim's mouth, touch his mind, touch his soul, touch his inner to the innermost being, that the word of God may be brought forth in a mighty way, that somebody may acknowledge this great resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one that died for our sins and gave his life, that through him we can have eternal life. We ask you right now, let your Holy Ghost come on in and do the work. Not I, but Christ that lives in me. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Church says, amen.
Amen, brother. That was
all
awesome.
Right,
that was a beautiful prayer. Amen. Beautiful prayer. Amen. Thank you for that. Amen. The brother said that we may have eternal life. Amen. And eternal life, amen, I am learning is a process. Amen. It is a process. And I am grateful for the process. Amen. And it will manifest itself fully. Amen. Fully.
Amen.
Amen. Once Christ come back to get the church, we have our new body. Amen.
Yeah.
After the great white throne judgment, we will get to live in peace, love, and joy for all eternity. Is that not beautiful? Salvation is such a beautiful thing. Amen.
Come on now.
It's such a beautiful thing. Amen. And I understand that we should not take it for granted, although we all do at some point. Amen. We kind of take it for granted. We shouldn't, but we do. Amen. We are human. Paul said, amen, carnal soul under sin. But, amen, I am so grateful for God's grace and mercy. I'm so grateful for the promise that he made Adam in the garden. Amen. He told Adam, amen, look, amen, I'm going to redeem man. I'm going to give man a second chance. Amen.
Yeah.
Second chance. Despite what you and Eve have done, despite your disobedience. Now, tell me something. Is that not love?
That's love.
That's love. It's grace. It's the twins called grace and mercy. Amen. Because had it not been, amen, for the Lord on our side, amen, we know what the saying is, but had it not been for his grace and his mercy, amen, we couldn't be saved. We wouldn't have eternal life. He wouldn't have sent his son to redeem man back to him. Oh, come on, man. Y'all
come
act like
on,
I
man.
Ain't saying nothing. Amen, doctor.
Come
amen.
On.
Y'all act like I ain't saying nothing. Redemption. Amen.
Redemption.
Yeah. Amen. He has redeemed man back to him. It's already done. Even though he died on the cross, he was buried and resurrected on the third day over 2,000 years ago, it is already done. Amen.
Come on.
Even though we are still acknowledging, amen, our Lord and Savior,
amen,
the resurrection of Christ that took place over 2,000 years ago, we already have the victory. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Do your victory dance. Do your victory shout. I am so grateful. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get into the word. Amen. I know sometimes I can kind of go a little bit, but I just felt the need to talk about that. Amen. Because God is so good.
Amen.
And so merciful. I know sometimes we don't get our way. We're like spoiled children. We don't get our way. And sometimes we kind of get in our fits. Amen. Throw our little tantrum. Amen. But nonetheless, we are grateful for our salvation. Amen. This is what we're going to talk about today. Amen. We're going to talk about, amen, Christ and his ultimate sacrifice. We're going to talk about, amen, salvation. What else can I say?
Salvation.
That's what it is, redemption. Amen. So
yes, sir.
What I need for you all to do, if you're listening, it's going to be like a traditional sermon in a sense, amen, or the way that I would conduct in the church, because we are talking about the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, amen, Yahshua, amen, we thank him, amen. So let's go ahead and go over. Let's go ahead and get started. Go over to, let's start at Matthew's. Let's go over to the book of Matthew's. 28th chapter.
Come on.
Oh, there it is. Matthew's the 28th chapter. And I'm just going to read the entire chapter. Amen. I'm just going to read it. Amen. And then we're going to break this thing down. Amen. I know the elder's going to come in. Amen. He's going to bless us with his wisdom, spiritual wisdom and knowledge that God has imparted to him to share with us on this subject of eternal life. Amen. So this is what it says. Matthew, the 28th chapter, verse 1. It says, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn, toward the first day of the week. Amen. Now, some people
all
think
right.
the first day of the week is Monday. Amen. But it's not. Amen.
That's right.
According to their calendar, amen, the last day was Saturday, and the first day was Sunday. Amen. Amen. Is that right, doctor?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
Amen. It says, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. Amen.
Yeah.
And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men.
All right.
And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen.
Come on.
As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. Amen. That's a very powerful word. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. Amen.
Come on.
Amen. That's today's subject. Today's subject is all hail. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Christ said it. Amen.
All right.
And they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me.
Hey.
Now when they were going, amen, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while he slept.
All right.
And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Amen. Now watch this.
Yeah.
Amen. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Yes.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearing and reading of his holy word. Amen. As we used to say when I was a kid, amen. That was what the pastor used to say when I was a kid. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearing and reading of his holy word. Amen. We ask that he bless this word. The brothers already prayed. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get into some things. Amen. The subject today is all hail.
Come on.
Amen. Matthew, the 28th chapter, verse 9.
Oh,
and what that saying mean, which came from Christ, Christ said it. So when he saw them, amen, this is Mary Magdalene, the other Mary, amen, when they were on their way to tell his disciples, who met them on the way? Jesus met them. And the first thing he said to them, amen, come on now, is all hail.
Hey.
Amen. Which means to rejoice in the Hebrew tongue. Amen. That's what he was saying. Amen. It says to rejoice. And that's what Christ said to them. Amen. So as
Come
you
on.
Can see, when Christ returned from the dead, what was the first thing he told Mary and the other Mary? To rejoice. Amen. Don't you know that when we shall see him, when Christ returns to get the church and the trumpet sound, don't you know that we're going to be rejoicing?
Joy,
we're going to be cheerful. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I tell you all the time, man, this is the best time probably to be alive. Amen. Is that the return of Christ. It's a huge possibility that soon and very soon we'll get
very
to see our, ooh, Lord have mercy, our Creator. Amen. All
Come
hail
on.
Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All
Hallelujah.
Hail our Lord and Savior. Amen. Yahshua. Amen. Because you want to know why? We're going to be cheerful. Amen, Doctor. And
yes.
I know you and me talk about it, man. It's going to be a cheerful day. It ain't going to be a sad day. It ain't going to be no cry. He said that it's time for the cry. It's time to wipe the tears away. Ain't no more crying. Ain't no more dying. Ain't no more lying. No more sin. No more deceit. But amen. He said to what?
Come on.
Rejoice.
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 Amen. You better know
Hallelujah.
That's what he said, amen. The word all hell in the Greek means to what? To be, I mean, not the Greek, I'm sorry. Amen. Yeah, amen, it is the Greek, amen. I'm sorry, the Greek is to what? To be
cheerful.
Calmly
Shout.
Happy. Amen, that's it. Calmly happy or well off. Amen, as salvation.
Come on.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Be well. Because why? Why would he say that? Amen. Because he
Amen.
Had the victory. He told you why. He said all hell in verse 9. He told you why he said that over in verse 18. Watch what he said in Matthew
Come
the 28th chapter, verse 18. It said, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me.
Amen.
And in
Amen.
Earth. Brother, that's
Hallelujah.
A very powerful word. Amen.
Come on
Amen.
Now.
Amen. That's a very powerful
Come
word
on.
That he spoke to the 11. Amen. And then
Amen.
He gave them a great, he gave them a great commission, brother. Amen. He gave,
yes,
he gave them a great commission.
Yes, sir.
Amen. The great commission was
mission.
What? Go ye therefore and teach
therefore.
All nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of
Son.
The Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Amen, brother. That's verse
Amen,
19.
Brother.
Amen. That's what he said. Amen. The reason for it was why. He said, I got the victory over death. The
Come
promise
on.
That my heavenly Father made to Adam. Woo! He made good
Hallelujah.
On his promise. Did he not, Doctor? Did he not
That's
make
right.
good on that promise? He kept that promise. Man, you better speak, brother. You better tell him something about this word. He kept his promise. God made
Come
a
on.
Promise to Adam, and he told Adam in front of the devil. The devil was shocked. Amen. Like, it's like the doctor say, old Slewfoot sat there with his jaw dropped, hanging on the ground. Hey,
Come
man.
On.
He couldn't believe his way. He said, wait a minute, you going to redeem? They going to get a second
now,
chance.
Come on now.
The man has sinned against you and fought, and you're going to give him a second chance. Old Slewfoot didn't know what to He didn't know what to do himself, baby. He just stuck that dumbfounded and said, he told him straight to his face.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
He told him straight to his face.
Told him.
I mean, you may bruise his heel, but he going to bruise your head. Amen.
Yeah.
He's going to have the victory. Yes, Woo! The blood. Three in the blood of Christ. That is why
Jesus
we are
Christ.
Saved
yes.
today. That is why
yes,
we are doing the Great Commission. Amen. We are doing what? We are teaching all nations. Amen. Baptizing
Amen.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I know the brother going to come in. In a minute, I'm going to turn
on
to him. And
Come on, bro.
Amen. I know he just can't wait. I know he's just sitting there itching. Amen. I know he just can't wait. Amen. But
Lord,
I want to
bless
touch a little
man.
Bit more
bless.
On this. Amen. All glory be to the Most High before I go in a little
Amen.
Bit more deep. Amen. But watch this. Amen.
Go ahead.
This is the great commission that he commanded, that he gave what? The 11 to go forth and teach all the nations.
Come
Amen.
On.
Amen. Amen. Because why? He now has all power. Did he not tell John that over in the book of Revelation? He told John over in the book of Revelation. I got to go there real quick, amen, because you know I love the book of Revelation. I love the Bible. It says over in the book of Revelation, the first chapter, watch what he said. Amen.
Come on.
Verse 16. Revelation, the first chapter, verse 16. It said, and he had in his right hand seven stars. And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. This is Christ.
Yeah.
Countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. In other words, he can hardly look upon him. He, man, he's talking about the glory of God. Watch what he said. He said, and when I saw him, this is John. This is John. He's one of his disciples. Amen. He became the Apostle John. He said, watch this. He said, and when I saw him, he said, I fell at his feet as dead.
Come on.
Lord, have mercy. Now, if you remember when Christ got out of the grave and the keepers saw him, they feared him. See, they feared him. Amen. Because there's a fear when you see God. Amen. Everybody fears God. But see, the difference was that John, what, believed in Christ. He had faith. Amen. These keepers, they died. They became as dead men because why? They rejected Christ. They didn't believe in him. Amen. And they died.
Come on.
Amen. See, this is a spiritual reference that this is what happens. When you believe and have faith, you may fear him, but you're going to live. Amen. See, he's rejoicing for us. But for those that reject Christ, they're going to what? They're going to die. It's a sad thing that people are going to neglect such a great salvation. Amen. Now, watch what he said. He said, fear not. I am the what? First and the last.
And
I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore.
Forevermore.
Amen. And have the keys. There it is, doctor. And have the keys of hell and death. That is why when he came out the grave, as the angel removed the stone, that's why he said what? All hell. Amen. He don't mean the hell, H-E-double-L-L. He means the H-A-I-L, meaning to rejoice. Amen, doctor. Amen. He said, I want you to be cheerful because why? I have the keys to death. In other words, amen. In other words, the dead would no longer have to go to hell. You got a choice. Amen. Now you can go to heaven and be with me for all eternity, and you don't have to worry about death no more. Lord, have mercy. Ain't that a beautiful word? Amen. Just a few more minutes, brother. Amen. Amen. I want to share this with you. Amen. All glory be to the Most High. Amen. Watch what it says over here. This is Mark, the 16th chapter. Go there with me real quick. Mark, the 16th chapter. Verses 15 and 16. Again, we're working with that great commission because this is what God has commanded us to do, not to sit on our hands. And the Bible says to study to show thyself approved. And I always teach my members, amen, don't just take my word for it. You ought to study the word yourself because you never know when opportunity for salvation may present itself. And you have to be prepared to teach somebody about salvation. Amen. This is where the church is failing. Amen. Watch what it says. Mark the 16th chapter, verses 15 and 16. And he said unto them, who is he? Christ the Savior. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Be saved.
Amen. That's it, doctor.
There it is.
He that believeth not shall be damned. Amen.
Whew.
The two distinct differences in verse 16 is the one that believeth and the one that believeth not. Amen. And we tell people all the time, amen, the only thing that can take you to hell and the lake fire. The only way you can miss heaven is that you not believe. It's just that
Come
simple.
On,
it ain't no need in making it complicated. That's the only thing. People say, oh, we understand. Amen. Blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. We understand that. But those are the ones that what? Don't believe. Amen. That's your so-called Illuminati and your so-called elite
that have sold
their soul to the devil. And they got billions and hundreds of millions and they ain't turning back. They so steeped into Satanism and satanic 666 and Luciferian witchcraft. They not turning back. They have blasphemed the Most High God. They have blasphemed the Holy Spirit, and they don't care. They ain't turning back. Amen. They have rejected God, and that's why they blaspheme the Holy Spirit, because they have totally rejected God. They don't want to be saved. They don't care. Amen. They ready to jump into hell. Amen. They don't care. Amen. But they ready to jump into not the lake of fire, but they ready to jump into hell, because you want to know why? That they have no knowledge that the lake of fire, the great white throne judgment. Because why? They don't believe. They don't study and read the Bible. They don't care nothing about that. These folks stay there up and setting up counting their money.
Come on.
What the Bible say? Thou fool. Then what he say, I have stored up in my barn. He had much money. But the Bible said, thou fool, this night, thy soul is required. See, that's a fool. That's what the Bible, I'm just saying what the Bible said. See, that's a fool.
Amen.
That's a fool that sit there and say, hey, I don't care nothing about God. I got my money. Hey, I've met him. Bro, I know you met him. I know you talked to him out on the street or somewhere in the world. You met him.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I got money. I remember I had one guy, he's rich. I said, I don't believe in that mess. I don't need God. He had his money, his riches. He had his house, his car, his fine clothes. But you pray for these folks that they get saved before it's too late. And because once you miss it, it's too late. Once you miss
Come
it,
on.
Brother. Amen. When I come back, I'm going to give you the brother some. When I come back, we're going to talk about salvation and baptism. Amen. We're going to talk about the difference, amen, because some people get the misconception that you have to be baptized, amen, or baptism saves you. Baptism doesn't save you, amen, but because you are saved, amen, you do get baptized because you're saved, amen, and that's because the indwelling Holy Spirit is in you. But we're going to come back and deal with that. We're going to give some to the brother. Brother, go ahead. Take it away.
Ooh, brother, you hitting it. You got the stove, like I tell you. You're in the kitchen now. You got the stove. You got the stove red hot. The pots are boiling, man. I thank God for you. I thank God the way you get that word out. I thank God for your intention and your desire to preach this gospel, because that's what Jesus Christ said. He didn't say preach gospel. He didn't say preach theory. He didn't say preach motivation speeches and all that stuff that folks are putting out here. They talking about the gospel. It ain't no gospel. The gospel is about Jesus Christ, not about me, not about you.
That's right.
Not about your mama, your daddy. The gospel is about the burial, death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is the centerfold of the gospel. They strung him on the cross. They did him. That they wouldn't even think about doing. They beat him beyond recognition. They did everything they could. And what old Lucifer was trying to do, he was trying to get the loving Christ to take the nails out of his hand and out of his feet and get down off the cross and start packing his suitcase and said, I'm going back to heaven. I ain't doing this.
That's right.
I can't do it. And if you don't believe me, you try it. Go down there by the Garden of Gethsemane. Huh? And 3 nights ago, that's where they took him. But now, early tomorrow morning is a significance of the day that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead by the power of God. And when he did that, guess what? He said, it is finished. Woo! When he dropped his head between the locks of his shoulder, he said, it is finished. It is done. You can't add nothing to it. You can't take nothing out of it. So I don't know where people get all this yo crazy salvation from. They think you can get it by works. They think you can get it by shaking the preacher's hand. They think you can get it
Come
by
on,
kissing
doctor.
The Pope's hand. They think they can get it by with the money they got, the fame they got. Mm. Oh man, surprise! The world is totally majority of the people on the planet today don't even know the half story of the burial, death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But I'm here to tell you tonight, amen. I know Brother Tim, amen. That's his hope. That's his glory. That's his desire. Ain't nothing can turn him around. And I'm on the same boat. Ain't nothing to turn me around now. Because I know he got it from the grave, because one day he came in my life, and guess what? He picked me up and turned me around, and he put my feet on solid ground, and I've been running ever since then. And I thank the Lord for that. When he got up, he said, "Hail." And like the brother said, it's H-A-I-L, not H-E-L. Amen. Hail to the glory of God. Salvation has been acquired. Salvation has been established. And it was talked about 4,000 years before Jesus Christ came to this earth. Salvation was put out in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve messed up. Oh, my God. Do you realize how deep was the fall? If you want proof, look at the world today. Look how corrupt man is. Look how mean people are. Look how the world is going crazy. People are killing and shooting and murdering. Well, Jesus Christ he told Adam and Eve, and he told Lucifer. I said, Slowfoot, Bigfoot. Amen. Everybody's talking about Bigfoot. The biggest foot, amen, that's trying to damn your soul is Lucifer. He knows he is done.
That's it.
But I'm here to tell you tonight, this is the feast days of the Lord. And I don't want to get off the top, but I'm going to come back. The feast days of the Lord, there's 7 feast days, appointed times for the Lord to appoint his time. There's certain things in the Bible, 7 feast days that has to be yet fulfilled. And this is one of the fulfilled. The Passover, the unleavened bread, and the first fruit. The first fruit is the resurrection. Woo! So this is the first.
Come on, God.
After the first fruit, what we got? We got the day of Pentecost. Pentecost means jubilee. That means 50. 50 is a number of jubilee. That's when the church was conceived. Well, Jesus Christ told the disciples, go back down in Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father. And guess what? From the time that Jesus Christ was resurrected, let me back up a little bit. God is a timely God. He ain't never missed an airplane flight. He ain't never missed a train. He ain't, what you talking about? He's already on the train. He is the train. Amen. And he's on time. He ain't never promised anything and wasn't on time. And he promised that he was going to come back again on the day of Pentecost after he ascended up to heaven. Before he ascended up to heaven, Jesus Christ was on this earth for 40 days. 40 days he walked this earth after the resurrection to prove that he was resurrected. 500 men saw him. 500 saw him after the resurrection. They might have saw him before the resurrection, before he died, but after the resurrection, 500 men saw him. He had proof that he was resurrected. Now you got the agnostics, you got the atheists, you got those that are doubting. They're doubting that he resurrected. You got Jehovah's Witness. You got Allah. Muslim nations, you got Buddhism, Shintoism, Taoism. They said, well, who is Jesus? What is he? Well, don't you know who he is? He's the Son of God. He's God in the flesh. He's God manifested in the flesh, seen of angels, justified by the Spirit, received up in the glory, coming back again after a church without a spot or a wrinkle. And when he said, oh, hell, H-A-I-L, he was saying, victory. I got victory. I got joy. And I'm going to bring the world joy. Amen. And let me tell you, if you ain't ever felt the joy of the Lord, you need to feel it tonight. You need to get acquainted with him, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. And when the Lord saved my soul, I've been having strength every day. Every day I get up. The Lord gives me strength because I got joy. Joy of what? He was resurrected from the dead. Where is he now? He's sitting on the right-hand side of the Father. And guess what? Making indecision for you and I. Man, don't you know we're living in the last days? Don't you know Jesus Christ? Don't you know I'm excited about the resurrection? I'm excited about his shed blood. I'm excited about his death. But let me tell you, I'm even more excited about it. when he come back, because I never saw him being crucified. I never saw the nail prints in his hand, and I'm expecting to see him face to face, and I'm excited. I'm overexcited. There's nothing can get me higher than knowing that Jesus Christ is coming back again to get a church. And I can say, oh, hail to Jesus. Praise your holy name. Why? Because my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. I can see the brother talking about Matthew 28th chapter, where the Lord tells us to do what? Go into the world and preach the gospel to every nation, to every kindred, to every kind. This year, one-way gospel that a lot of people got. They got because they know Jesus and the denomination over here, and they separate themselves, and we the only one got the truth. That's a lying wonder. Woo! That's a lying wonder. People you don't even know. God got people you don't even see. Why? Because he's not prejudiced. He's not no bigot. He wants everybody to be saved. He wants everybody to accept him. And you know the main reason Jesus Christ came? Number one, save your soul from sin. Listen, save your soul from sin so you won't have to go to hell.
Come on,
Boston. Save your soul. He wants to save your soul so you won't have to go to hell. He don't want you to go to hell. He done did the limit. God did the limit. He can't do no more. He can't do no more, saints. He can't do no more, sinner man. Whoever listened to me out there on this radio, on this internet, on this Block Talk Radio, hey, man, there ain't no other way you can get to heaven but by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the key to everything. And now we're getting ready. From the time that Jesus Christ was resurrected until 40 days he was on the earth, right? 40 days he was on the earth. And he told the disciples to go back down to Jerusalem. He was 10 days after the 40 days. It was 10 days later after the Holy Ghost came, which you add 40 and you add 10, and that equals 50. 50 Jubilee. Mm-hmm. On that day, the Pentecost came. And when the Pentecost came, the people was filled with what? The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
It's God himself. Through Jesus' shed blood on Calvary's cross, now the Holy Ghost is able to live inside of you, walk with talk with you, sleep with you, go wherever. You can't outrun the Holy Ghost, and you can't take it out of you. Why? Because the Bible says if you seal with the Spirit unto the day of redemption, that means that your salvation is secure. Your salvation is real. Your salvation has changed your life. Your salvation comes only by Jesus Christ. So now, why are you going around here wondering with your head all down, talking about you can lose your salvation, and I had it yesterday, and I picked it up again, and then I had it yesterday. Ain't no such thing as that salvation. This is eternal salvation, because Christ lives forever, forevermore, and when he saves you forevermore. I'm rejoicing tonight. I'm rejoicing tonight because I know, amen, he got up from the grave, because my life has never been the same since I met Jesus Christ. Lord, have mercy. And he tells us the next big appointed times is called Feast of Trumpets. The next one after that is Yom Kippur. The next one after that is what? Tabernacle. And that's a period of 4 months. 4 months. 4 months. You got May, June. You got June, July, August, and September. That's 4 months of a gap. That gap represents the gap of church age. Because the church age, the Jews were cut off at the cross. When they were cut off, God grafted the church in. The church has been here for 2,000 years. End of the 2,000 years, God is going to go back to the Jew. And guess what? Before he can go back to the Jew, listen to me what I'm saying. Before he can go back to the Jew, the church has to be removed from the earth. And when Jesus Christ blows the trumpet, that is the trumpet of Rosh Hashanah. That's the trumpet month. September is the trumpet month. And the trumpet month represents the rapture of the church, because there has been 7 raptures in the Bible, from all the way from Genesis to Revelation. Good God Almighty. Enoch was translated. Elijah was translated. Come on now. You won't believe it, but let me tell you something. Noah was translated. Oh, no. How can you translate Noah? Noah was in the ark, right? Guess what? He was translated above the waters, right? He came above the water. Where was he? He was in the ark. He was in the ark of safety. Guess what? The flood came and took them all away. They were left here.
That's right.
And then you got who? You got Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot was raptured out. He ran out of Sodom and Gomorrah. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah and took Lot's two daughters and him, and his wife decided to stay here. There's a lot of people today, good God Almighty, that's in the church, in the church. Amen. Called themselves to be a child of God, been born again, but yet still they have not received Jesus Christ. Well, guess what? When the rapture or the church occurs and they don't know Jesus Christ is the personal Savior, they're going to be left here on this earth, and the church is going to disappear, and we're going to enter into the waters of glory of Jesus Christ. All right. What is the next one? The next one is Philip. Philip was raptured in the book of Acts. Guess what? There's another before Philip. Jesus Christ was raptured on the top of what? Mount Olive. He was caught up. After that, guess what? Philip was raptured up. Guess what? The next one raptured up would be the church. Guess what? The next one would be raptured up. Oh, my God. Look at all the raptures in the Bible. Every one of them, the 144,000, will be raptured up. Let me go a little further. Guess what? There's two more going to be raptured up at the end of the tribulation, and that is Moses and Elijah. And then when they're raptured up, guess what? Jesus Christ. Now, I know if you ain't no Bible study, if you ain't studying your Bible, you might not catch on to this. But if you read your Bible and pray over it, amen, I guarantee you, you'll get what God is trying to tell you. The last two raptures will be Moses and Elijah at the end of the seven-year tribulation. The seven-year tribulation. After they're raptured up, guess what? They tell me there was a great earthquake. And after that great earthquake, it says 7,000 men died. And after that, they tell me the sun is going to get embarrassed and the moon going to turn red and this whole planetary system is going to fall into darkness. And then the Bible said, and John said, heaven open. And when I saw heaven open, I saw it roll back like a scroll. When it rolled back like a straw, I saw him that sat on a white horse. That's the second coming of Jesus Christ at the end of the tribulation, and we done went through almost six or seven raptures. So when people tell me that the rapture is not for the church, good God Almighty, you better read your Bible. You better follow your
music,
because when you come, it's going to be like a twinkling of an eye. It's going to be so fast, man. The clothes going to be still standing up before people even realize that the souls of men going to be changed. How are they going to be changed? They're going to be changed by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What did Jesus Christ do? When he went in the grave, he went in as a natural man. He suffered as a natural man, and he had everything that a natural man did. He had a liver, a heart. He had everything that a physical man had, because he was a man. He was God in man. It was man in God. But when he got up from the grave, guess what? He didn't have no heart. He didn't have nothing physical, no blood. Why? Because he had shed his blood already, and the shed blood was for us. Good God Almighty. He shed his blood for me. Hallelujah. Amen. I've had a blood transfusion, and this blood transfusion is working today, my friend. You don't have to be a whoremonger. You don't have to be a liar. You don't have to be a backbiter. You don't have to be none of that crap that Satan is putting down on you. The only thing you can do and the only thing you should do is repent of your sin and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin and be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Woo!
Amen.
Saved from what? Saved from death, hell, and the grave, and eternal lake of fire forever. Because let me tell you something, hell is real.
That's right.
Jesus Christ went to hell, preached to those in prison.
Amen.
Now, there's a lot of people going around here. I hear them on YouTube and sometimes on TV. They ain't too much on. They tell me there ain't no hell, and Jesus Christ didn't go to hell, and he didn't. They ain't reading the Bible. Don't you believe that? Jesus Christ went to hell because he took those that was in hell paradise was a part of hell, and by paradise being in the mountains of earth, and a lot of people ask why wasn't paradise in heaven before Jesus Christ? Why? Because Jesus Christ hadn't died. He hadn't been resurrected.
Right.
And so the Old Testament saints could not come in the presence of God until the atonement was made by Jesus Christ. That's what kind of power that Jesus Christ had, because after the resurrection, Jesus Christ went down into paradise and took every Old Testament saint and took them to heaven. And now when you die, you go directly to the throne of God in the presence, a place called paradise.
Wait,
and they're
come
for
on,
their
doctor.
Spiritual body. They're alive and they are conscious, but they're waiting for their spiritual body. But when the rapture of the church occurs, those bodies are going to come back to earth, go down into the grave. Good God Almighty. You got to plant something in order for it to grow. And when they're planting that soul down into the earth, in the bowels of the earth, in the graveyard, guess what? They're going to come up and put on an immortality body, because that old mortal body going to be decayed and rot and go back to the dust. And we have a new body just like Jesus Christ had. And his new body had no heart. His new body had no heart because he was a spirit. Oh, my God. I can't even fathom what kind of body it's going to be. But whatever body it's going to be, it's going to be fantastic. No more sickness,
right. No
more doubt, no more lying, no more chicks, no more adultery, no more fornication, no more homosexual. None of that will be in the presence of God. Why? Because God is a holy God. God is a righteous God. God is a God of sanctification. And guess what? I'm a sanctified man. Brother, what you mean, preacher? The blood of Jesus Christ sets my soul apart from sin. My soul is sinless right now. My spirit is sinless right now. But I got another member that's messing with me. He's been messing with me all my lifetime, and that is that old flesh. That old flesh is trying to overcome me, but he ain't got a chance. Why? Because I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Paul said, I got a problem with it. I want to do, can't do. When I want to do good, evil's with me. And when I didn't do good, I wonder why I couldn't do it. He said, oh, wretched man that I am, who's able to deliver me from this body of sin, death, hell, and the grave? And he said, I thank God. This inner man is renewed day by day. My friends, let me tell you. We ain't preaching under this old walk stuff, talking about I want to get rich and send me some money in, and I got this, and if you just send me some money so I can get me an airplane or get me a wardrobe and buy me a big house, here you are taking folks' money, trying to preach the gospel, talking about God will bless you. But let me tell you something, I don't have to give you nothing. Amen, and God will still bless me. You know why?
That's right.
Because you get your blessing by obedience. If you want to be blessed, obey God. I can give you all the money in the world, but be disobedient to God. I ain't going to be blessed like God want me to be blessed. But if you want to be blessed, amen, God will bless you by being obedient. And he told me, and I know he told Brother Timmy, he said, preach the gospel. Preach the gospel in season and out of season.
Amen.
Preach my name. My name. Carry my name. Tell them I'm a holy God. Let them know I can make them holy through the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only way. So what we got now? We got to September. September is the next time the Feast of the Trump will occur. And it has been going on ever since the 23rd chapter of Leviticus in the Old Testament. The Jews know all about this year's feast, 7 days. And the 7 days is yet to be full, and the last four has been fulfilled is Passover, the unleavened bread, the first fruit, and Pentecost. The next four has already been fulfilled on time. And guess what? The Feast of the Trumpet is going to be on time. The Feast of the Trumpet represents, now listen, it represents the rapture, period.
Amen.
It don't represent nothing else but the rapture. Now, Yom Kippur represent the second coming of Jesus Christ. That's when Jesus Christ comes back to the earth. That's Yom Kippur. That's the Day of Atonement. That's the day that Israel will be atoned for their sin. And that won't happen until at the end of the 7-year tribulation in September. And then you got the Feast of Tabernacle that happens after Jesus Christ gets back here and sets up his millennial kingdom. Then we're going into the millennial kingdom, which represent what? It represents the Feast of Tabernacles. Tabernacle
Amen.
Is a 1,000 years of complete rest from work, from Lucifer, because Lucifer
Amen.
Will be put in the bottom of the pit, and he will be on the workforce. God's going to shut him down. We're going to put him in prison for 1,000 years. And the only sin men will have to be dealt with is the sin of unbelief. Because if you go to hell, you're going to hell because of unbelief. You're
That's
going
right.
because you will not repent of your low-down, dirty, rotten sins. And that includes me now. I ain't leaving myself out. I ain't no angel, wasn't born as an angel.
Amen.
And I don't fly around like an angel. I made mistakes, and I've sinned against God, but I know how to get my atonement made up. Jesus Christ
Amen.
Said, if you sin, he forgive you and wash
Amen.
You and cleanse you.
That's right.
So what I'm saying Jesus Christ is soon to come back. It ain't far off. All that you see, and one of the most unique prophecies that's being fulfilled today is what? 38, 39 chapter of the book of Ezekiel. God and that's the last prophecy, which is World War III. World War III is banging up right now in Ukraine. It's banging all around the world. Everybody's wondering what's going on. Well, I'm going to tell you what's going on. I'm going to tell you what the Word of God says what's going on. Jesus Christ is getting ready to come back to this earth. He's getting ready to do what? Remove the body of Christ. The ones that have been born again, washed in the blood, filled with the Holy Ghost, moving and telling people, Jesus is coming, man. Come on. You ain't got time.
Right.
I mean, I don't mind you getting married, but don't get hung up on marriage. Make sure your soul is right. Hey, if you want to keep your job, hey, man, keep on working. Don't stop working, but get your soul right. Oh, I don't
right.
mind you having recreation, but don't go crazy. Don't idolize the worldly goods. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And he said, I'll add all the righteousness that you need. And what the world is doing, the world is going hog wild over materialistic goods. Flesh and blood will never enter the kingdom of God. Jesus
Amen.
Christ, on this day, on this year, 2022, the resurrection year of Jesus Christ happened 2,000 years ago. And Jesus is the same yesterday, same today, and same forevermore. Why don't you want to accept? Because as sure as you're born, as we go into the month of June, July, and August, the Middle East is going to be heating up real bad, real bad. They're fighting over the Mars right now. They're fighting on the Mars. Because the Jews went up to pray, and the Islams and the Muslims don't want them up there. So they're throwing rocks and shooting rubber bullets to keep them back.
Wow.
Jerusalem is getting ready to go into confrontation with the Palestinians, and the nations of the world is looking at Jerusalem. And most of all, Russia is ganging up. Russia is ganging up on what? They're ganging up to get other nations to be their allies.
Yeah.
Because Russia right now is suffering from lack of food, lack of water, lack of gas, and Ukraine has a whole lot of gas wells over there. He wants that to increase his power in the military scene. So you got Libya, you got Togomar, you got Gomer, you got all these satellite nations that's going to link up with Putin, and Putin is determined. He's not going to turn back. He's not going to say, I'm going to shut
ahead.
It down, and we're going to go in prayer, and we're going to pray. He ain't going to do that, because God already told Ezekiel 2,600 years ago.
Right.
Read your Bible. Study the Bible. The Bible got all of 7,000 years of human history, from the Garden of Eden all the way over to the Great White Throne, fulfills the whole plan that God got. And what God is doing, he's getting all those that want to be saved, all those that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and come to him, he's going to get them and take them to heaven during the rapture. And I'm going to close with this, let the brother have it. But during the time
Amen.
Of hell, when Jesus came from the grave, he said, hell, peace be unto you. Well, I'm shocked because that ain't all going to happen. After the, now listen to me, after the rapture of the church, praise God, this old body that I'm in, this old body that Brother Timothy's in, is going to be changed into immortality. And this physical body that's consisted of blood, bone, muscle, all kinds of organs in my body that will never enter the kingdom of God. It won't. It can't go there. I can't present myself before God in this body.
That's right.
But when Jesus Christ speaks and blow the trumpet, it will be so loud that it will penetrate the graveyards. And it will penetrate the arms of eternity. And the church will be snatched up as quick as you can blink your eye. It's going to be gone. And the world will be in a standstill wondering what done happened. And what done happened? Judgment is getting ready to start. The seven-year tribulation will start up. And it will start up with a peace plan. And the peace plan will come from the Antichrist. The Jews will build their temple. There won't be nobody on this earth that will be able to preach the gospel until God calls out. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm getting ready to give it to the brother. He's going to call out in the seventh chapter of Revelation. He's going to call out 144,000 Jews, Jewish men, filled with the Holy Ghost, sealed with the Spirit. And they're going to have a mark on their head so you can distinguish them. And they're going to start in Jerusalem, just like the day of Pentecost, they started in Jerusalem. And they're going to start, 144,000 going to start in Jerusalem, and they're going to go around the world preaching that Jesus Christ is the Messiah and that he's coming back to set up the millennial kingdom. And he would, they would do that for 3.5 years, 1,260 days and 42 months. They are going to preach the gospel of the kingdom. And after they get through preaching, God is going to redeem them from the earth, and he's going to send this. Antichrist will be assassinated in the middle of the tribulation period.
Amen.
In the middle of the tribulation period, he's going to be assassinated, and he's going to do a duplicate resurrection of Jesus Christ, and the world is going to go, oh, wow. They're going to say, yes, this is Jesus. And when he come back from the grave, when this Antichrist lay in the morgue, I don't know if it's going to be in Jerusalem. Most likely it'll be in Jerusalem. He's going to lay in the morgue, and they're going to get ready to bury him and put him in the morgue. And on the third day, because that old Slewfoot, he ain't nothing but an old copycat. That devil is. He ain't nothing but a ruthless copycat. He wanted to be like God for the last 7,000 years. Last 6,000 years, he wanted to be like God, trying to do what God do. And he's trying, but he can't do what God can do. And there's a lot of things the devil can do, but he can't do what God can do. God rules the universe. Right. He holds the world in his hand. He is the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the one that came down here and flesh, died on Calvary cross. He's the one that got up on Sunday morning, first day of the week. And now I can say, hell, the mighty conqueror. And in the middle of the tribulation period, I got about 2 minutes. In the middle of the tribulation period, the Antichrist will become the beast. He will become an animal. He will become worse than an animal. And he's going to start the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast will last 3.5 years. Men are going to be branded with a computer chip in their forehead or on their right hand. And if you don't get that computer chip in your right hand or on your forehead, you will not be able to buy or sell. It won't make no difference what race you in. It won't make no difference how much money you got. It won't make no difference how much status quo you got. It won't make no difference at all. And you're going to have an opportunity to put your faith in Jesus Christ and refuse to mark and be killed, or you can receive the mark on your right hand or on your forehead. And if you receive that mark, your soul, good God Almighty, your soul will be damned forever.
You will not be able to repent
because you have really blasphemed God's holy, righteous, Son of Jesus Christ, resurrected from the dead. You denied it flatly, saying you don't want that crap. I don't need that crap. Mm-hmm. You can take Jesus Christ and shove it up a tube somewhere, and they are going to receive the mark of the beast, and their soul will be damned forever. You don't want to take that road. This is going to happen, my friends. Just like the resurrection represent the resurrection, tomorrow represent Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead 2,000 years ago, this year's same Jesus is coming back to get his church on time.
That's right.
And if you miss the rapture, you are going to have to go through the seven-year tribulation. And I hope you, if you don't receive him, I hope you receive him. If you don't receive him, you're going to have to know what to do. Because if you don't know what to do, you're going to think this is God's work and this is the devil's work.
That's right.
And I'm going to let you know this, and I'm going to shut it down for now. All the wicked spirits that's in the midst of heaven right now, all the demons, all the cohorts, all the Nephilims, all the demonic satyrs, God is going to unleash a group of demons out of the bottomless pit that is called the scorpions. Yeah. They're going to sting men for 5 months. They're going to sting them so bad that they're going to want to die and can't die. You already got it on your TV set. It's already on your television. All this witchcraft, all this voodoo, all these super heroes and all these men that's able to fly through the air, all prefab of what the devil getting ready to do in reality. You don't want to be
right.
What you need to do is accept Christ right now. And I'm not talking about you working and going to church. I ain't talking about that. That ain't got nothing to do with salvation. It's your faith in Jesus Christ that you repent of your sin, because you're going to hell because you didn't receive Christ. It's not about what you don't do and don't do, because a lot of people ain't doing nothing. Now, what you going to do with that? But you, one thing you got to have, you got to have the redemption applied to your soul by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus was saying, hell, hey, I'm here, H-A-I-L, the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. Brother, go ahead with it.
Amen, doctor. God bless you, brother. Awesome word. Amen. Awesome word. We are preparing, amen, for the return. All hail. Rejoice. Amen. Christ is soon to return. This should be the common message. Amen. In churches. Amen. Don't be afraid to speak it. Don't second guess it. You got some folks that are afraid. Here's the problem. One of the main reasons why people don't want to speak it or teach it is because they're afraid that they could possibly be wrong. Fear.
Exactly.
They don't really believe that Christ is coming back this year, next year. We believe it could be this year. They don't really believe that Christ could come back in our lifetime. They don't believe it.
Come on. Come on.
Amen. But
Amen.
Christ, watch this. Watch this. Before I get into this, and I got a lot of teaching to do, and I can tell you right now, I probably don't even get to it. And, but it's all right. I got a lot of notes and stuff. It's okay, but I get to teach it on tomorrow morning. But watch this. Watch this. Before Christ went to the cross, he already knew. He said, Father, there's another way. He knew what he had to do. He knew what he was sent here to do. He knew the mission, and he knew the possibility. Amen.
Come on.
And he knew what Satan was trying to do to stop it. But he knew because he trusted his Father in heaven. Amen.
Yes.
So that he may have what? He told his disciples, amen, in three days he was going to be resurrected. It even says in the scripture that I read in Matthew, the 28th chapter, he told them that he was coming back in 3 days. That's why they was that's why they went to the tomb. They was rejoicing, but they was fear. But man, they was happy when they saw when the angel told them where he was. He said he's on his way. Go catch up to. He's on his way. When they were going, Christ met him on the way. He said, all hail, H-A-I-L, not H-E-L-L. He said, all hail, amen, all hail. He said, rejoice is what he was saying. Celebrate.
Yeah.
Be happy, amen, in a calmly way. Be happy. Why? Because you have the victory. That's why Christ was saying that. You have the victory. I died for your sins. I love you so much. See, I think sometimes we don't know the extent of God's love. God loves you. See, folks think God is some distant God that's looking down on you. He don't want nothing to do with you. He don't really love you. No. God thinks the world of you and me. For him to send his son to die for our sins, he thinks the world of us.
He
has
he
to. For Christ to make that ultimate sacrifice, oh, man, he got the heat. You are so near and dear to God, to his heart. You mean so much to Christ. You mean so much. For God to go through what he went through, you mean so much to him. He loves you so much.
Yeah.
I can't explain enough. I can't say it enough. I can't tell it to you enough how much God loves you. How he adores you.
Yeah.
Man, if it was left up to me, the world would be in trouble. The world would be in trouble. Hey, well, you know, I don't know what to tell y'all, but I'm just going to be real. I love
being
you,
real.
Amen. I gotta be real, doctor. But that just was something I just can't do. Amen.
Come on.
I just can't. I'm just not gonna be able to do it. Let nobody humiliate me that much. Amen. Get beat that bad.
Woo!
And not say a
motherfucker.
We know some folks say certain things to us. Amen. Some of them be ready to cuss somebody out. Amen.
Yeah.
Let alone somebody slap you or hit you or beat you across the back. You're going to be saying all kind of words. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on.
But he loves, see, that's the difference between him and us. His love is so powerful. We can't comprehend that type of love. Amen.
No, we
not
can't.
Yet.
No,
we will. Amen. We will, sir, but not now. We can't comprehend
now.
That type of love.
No. No.
God gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Who wants to miss that?
Come on, preacher.
You don't miss that. I wouldn't miss it for the world. Amen. I got to say
Amen.
That because, brother, you lit it up. I have to say that because what you said. All these things are coming to this planet, and you want to be a part of this nonsense?
No.
You want to be on the earth with the devil? You want to be on the
Come
earth
on.
With the Antichrist while he has reign?
Come
you
on.
Mean when the Holy Spirit stepped back and said, go ahead, do what you got to do? I don't want to be here for nothing in the world.
Nobody.
But there's so
Nobody.
Many beautiful people. I see them every day, young people. People mature in age like me, people who are much more mature in age than me, beautiful people, beautiful spirit. You speak to them, you have a conversation with them, but they ain't accepted Christ. And sometimes it's ain't nothing you can do when you talk to them. They don't want it. Ain't nothing you can do. You can't force it on them. It's a choice that they have to make. Amen. It's a choice, right, brother? It's a choice. Amen.
Hey.
But we don't want nobody to be lost. Amen. Let me go ahead and get to the rest of these scriptures. We're talking about the resurrection of Sunday. Amen. And I want to share this with you. Amen. Because this is about salvation. This is about redemption. This is what we're talking about. Christ said, all hail, rejoice. You are now saved. You have salvation. You will now get to be with me for all eternity. Amen.
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 I don't know about you all, but I'm going to rejoice over this weekend.
I'm
going to be grateful. Amen. I'm going to celebrate this resurrection weekend. Amen. I'm going to rejoice because why God is good all the time, and all the time God is more than good. Amen. Amen. I got to share some scriptures with you. Amen.
Go ahead.
Amen. Salvation and baptism. Amen. If you remember, I read Mark 16 chapter, verses 15 and 16, and we talked about two things, believe and believe it not. Amen. There's only two ways. Either you believe or you believe not. That's it. One is saved. The other is not saved. It's a choice. And that's the only thing that's going to take you either to heaven or to hell. It's just that simple. People say, oh, what about this and that? What about this and that? Christ died for this and that. That's why he said, all hell rejoice, because I now have the keys to what? Death and hell.
Amen.
Amen. I now have the keys to death and hell. And they have no power. Death and hell no longer have power. The brother just explained to you that flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. He's already taken care of. This body is not good. This sinful body is not going to heaven. No way. Christ is going to give you a brand new body that can walk on the streets of gold. You have new eyes that you can see the new heaven and the new earth. Amen.
Come on.
Now watch this. Watch this. Amen. I go on all the, I got to move on. Baptism. Amen. Baptism. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. Amen.
Amen.
Because what I want to show you, amen, is that people say, was baptism necessary? Yes, it's necessary. But watch it. But I want to make sure you understand that baptism is not what saved you. Being baptized does not save. Because I've heard some people say, oh, well, if you ain't baptized, you ain't saved. I said, well, wait a minute. Hold on now. That ain't what I've read. So, amen. Amen. Let's look at the scripture. Let's see if this proves the word now. Let's see what the scripture say. 1 Corinthians. I love Paul. 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. Amen. And it's really the second verse, but I'm going to read verses 1 through 5 to explain my point. 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. Verses 1 through 5. Watch what Paul wrote. Paul said, moreover, verse 1, moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant. Paul said, I want you to be knowledgeable. I want you to know how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, Israel, when God took them out of Egypt, amen, when he took them out of bondage. So when Christ died on the cross, Lord have mercy, this is why he said all hail, all H-A-I-L. In other words, Christ has now taken us from what? Amen, from bondage. The brother just told you when they was in hell, the Old Testament say there was paradise. They were still in what? A type of bondage, but they were separated, amen, from those who were lost. In other words, they could see those who were lost in hell. But when Christ had the victory, when he came up out of the grave, the Bible said he led captivity captive. Amen. In other words, he took the saints that was in paradise out of bondage, and he took them what? To heaven.
Come on now.
Walk with me now. Don't run. Walk with me. Amen. Meaning that they were no longer in bondage. Amen. See, it's up to you to make the choice. When Christ died on the cross and had the victory, amen, we are no longer in bondage. You have a choice. We have the victory. All you have to do is just choose it. Now watch this. Amen. Verse 2 said, and we're all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And did all eat the same, watch this, follow me, spiritual meat. And did all drink the what? Same spiritual drink. I want to make something clear. There's nothing new under the sun. What God was doing then, he's doing now. Salvation applied then, amen, by faith then, as it do now. The only difference now that we have the victory, Christ went to the cross. He was successful. The promise was fulfilled. Amen. And what? He now gives the difference between us and the Old Testament say is that we have the Holy Spirit now indwelling in us. And
amen.
We are sealed. The brother said it. We are sealed. So when you go to the grave, he made a promise that, you may die. You may not be here on earth when I come back, but I make a promise. I made a promise that I'm going to come and get you. That's what the brother said it. He said when the thunder, when the trumpet sound, when Christ said, that trumpet's going to sound. And that trumpet's going to be so loud. Man, that brother said, that brother speaking the word, amen. He said that the trumpet's going to sound. And that's, brother, that is so powerful. You know, that's something that I still just can't get out of my mind. That the trumpet's going to blow. Man, you can go out to the graveyard. My dad is up the street in the cemetery. I can go down to his grave and shout and call his name. I call him Daddy. I call him George. He ain't going to come out that grave. I can see on the ground. Amen, brother. He ain't going to come out the ground. I can jump up and down and act nutty. I can do whatever. Amen, brother. He ain't going to get out that grave. But when Christ called him, oh, my gosh, when Christ called his name, he got to get up. When the trumpet sound, he's going to hear that trumpet. When the trumpet sound, my mother's going to hear that trumpet. All the things that we loved before us, family, friends, whoever, when that trumpet, even we didn't know, when that trumpet sound, the Bible said that the dead in Christ is going to rise, and they're going to get up out that grave.
Amen.
And we're going to rejoice. We're going to say, all hail, Lord Jesus Christ. All hail, Yahshua.
Yeah.
When we see him, man, we probably have tears just rolling down our eye, uncontrollably just cry. We're going to say, all hail, there is our Lord and Savior. Lord, have mercy.
Praise
God. He is. Man, when he saw him, they met him. Don't you think they would cry, brother? I don't know. I want to say if they were crying when they saw him. They were crying tears of joy when they saw him, Lord, because they knew what he'd been through. They knew what they had did to him before they crucified, before they put him on the cross. They was talking bad about him. And just days before, they were saying, what? Hosanna, Hosanna. Right? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And then after that, they were spitting on him. Chunking stuff at him, saying stuff about him, look at him. Man, that's a tough thing to be innocent. See, people don't understand. See, it's one thing when you're guilty and people talk about you spitting on you did it. Amen. You may not feel so remorseful, you don't feel so bad. But when you're innocent and you know you've done nothing wrong.
Oh Lord.
That's tough to swallow. And know that they're gonna do you probably like nobody's ever been done before in history. That's hard to take that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I'm sorry. Let me get back to the spirit.
No, go ahead,
working. I get a little overwhelmed. Amen. Let me try to finish it up. Amen. But it says that verse 4 said, and did all drink the same spiritual drink? For they drank of that spiritual rock. Now watch this. Here's the kicker here. Of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. So this is how we know that the baptism then is the same as the baptism now. And yes, baptism is important. Baptism is what it represents is the forgiveness of sins and the cleansing. Forgiveness and cleansing of sins. That's what baptism is. It represents that. Amen. That's what it represents. Yes. In other words, what I'm saying to you, when you get saved, yes, you will get baptized. Because you want to know why? Because that's what it represents, that God, Christ, we've been washing the blood. And he cleanses us from our sins. That's what it represents.
Yes.
And we want that representation because we have his spirit living in us now. And you're not going to say no. Anybody that has the Holy Spirit in them is not going to say, no, I don't want to get baptized. That's not how it works. You come when I got saved. Oh yeah, I was like yeah. Let's do, amen.
Yeah,
that's how it works. Amen, brother. That's how it works.
Bro. Yes, sir.
That's how it works because the Holy Spirit lives in you. Amen. You want that. You want I want that connection with Christ. He died for my sins. He saved me from a dying. Yeah, I want to be baptized. See, that's how it works. Amen. Now watch this.
Amen.
Now watch this. But what I want to show you all. Amen, is that baptism doesn't save you. Now watch what it says here. Verse 5, going to explain. It said, but with many of them, God was not what? Well pleased. See, sometimes Go see, we can preach all day and show you salvation. We can say once saved, always saved. All you have to do is confess Romans 10:19, the plan of salvation. Confess with your mouth, believe in your heart. But it's still up to you to come to the cross.
Come on. Come
on. That's what Paul was saying. See, you can be baptized all day long, but if you harden your heart and say, I'm not ready for that yet. I'm going to go out here back to the world and do what I want to do. See, that's why we have to teach and train salvation and explain. Because a lot of times, if it's not, like my brother said, if it's not properly taught, that's a problem. Amen.
Yep.
And this is why we properly teach, rightfully divide the word.
Come on.
The teach about salvation and how it works.
Come
amen.
On.
But he said,
come
with
on.
Many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. So what do you think that means? Amen. God, they had
amen.
To be destroyed. Hey, God said, I can't use them. Amen.
That's right.
He couldn't, it's not, see, it ain't nothing God could do if you choose not to accept it. See, God,
come
said,
on,
amen. I'm delivering you. I'm giving you, amen, deliverance. Amen. Amen. This is a power
yeah.
of Christ. I'm giving you deliverance. Amen. Christ has given us what? Deliverance. And it's up to us to receive salvation. I'm so glad, brother.
Amen.
Yesterday, amen, it was a celebration for me. 22 years of salvation.
Come
April
on. 15. Come on.
2020, brother. Amen. I got
yeah.
saved. I gave my soul to God.
Yeah.
I got saved. Amen. I'm so
thank
grateful
you.
For that. Grateful for his salvation, his grace, his mercy. Celebrated 22 years of salvation.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen, brother. Amen. And so all I'm saying to you is it's up to you. Amen. Don't be destroyed like these Israelites were. They chose not God. Amen. If you can read the scriptures all the way down to, I believe it's like verse 13. But you can read the whole chapter, 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. Read that whole chapter. It's going to deal with that. Amen. And it tells you, amen, how God. Let me give you some examples real quick. It said, now these things were our examples to the intent we should not lust after what evil things as they also what lusted. And it gives you a list of things that they did. So you remember when Moses took the children of Israel, what did they do when he went up into the mountain where God called him up? When he came down, they was cutting up. They had took the earrings, the jewelry, the necklace, the gold that some of the Egyptians had that they took from Egypt, and they melted it down and made a what? A golden image.
Calf.
Amen. There you go, bro. A golden calf. Amen. A golden image. It was a calf. That's right. Amen. I remember that on the little TV show. Amen.
Yeah.
And what that means is that it don't matter. You can give people salvation. Meaning what I'm saying to you is you can teach them salvation. You can deliver. You can give them deliverance. But they got to accept it. But
they got to accept
it. Amen. They got a war. Some folks ain't like that. Some folks like, no, going back to the world, get this money, live this life, chase these women. I got to have my drink. I got to have my club. I got to have my I'm trying to say it clean. the tie bar where the women be shaking in the new. I got the strip club. That's the car. I got to have that. That's what they want. There are some people that this is what we're trying to break down. See, when you reject God and have a repentant mind, I don't want nothing to do with that. I want to go out here. And I gave you the example. Amen.
Amen.
The scripture says that, amen, that they had to be what? They had to be destroyed. That's what the scripture said. Amen. They had to be destroyed. I told you. They were overthrown in the wilderness. Cause why? Amen. Verse 9 says, neither let us tempt Christ, and some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. Amen. And neither remember ye as some of them also, remember verse 10, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Satan is a destroyer. That's what he did. That's what is right. Satan is a destroyer. That's what he is. If you reject God, you don't have the Holy Spirit to cover you. Anything can get you. See, when you have the Holy Spirit, God ain't going to just let the enemy just touch you or harm you. Amen. Because
no,
you are covered
no.
in the blood of Christ. The Holy Spirit is going to protect you. I wish I had more time, man. I got so many scriptures. I have to come back because I really want to touch on this today. But, amen, all glory be to God. I'm going to shut it down. Amen. But I want to show that example to you. That being baptized is not salvation. Is it necessary? I believe it's necessary because once you become saved, because you have the Holy Spirit in you, yes, you are going to be baptized. You're going to want to be baptized. You're like, yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I want to be baptized. Amen. Because most people, when they get saved, that's what they say. Yes, I want. When they have the Holy Spirit, that's one way that you know that the Holy Spirit is in it, because they're going to say, yes, I want to be baptized. Amen. But I just want to say that just because you're baptized, no. If salvation comes first, confession comes first. Once you're saved, then comes the baptism. Amen. Then watch, let me show you a scripture real quick. Let me show you proof of what I'm saying. Go to Ephesians, the second chapter. I'm going to get ready to shut it down. Ephesians, the second chapter. I'm going to start at verse 4 for the sake of time. But the context is Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 1 through 10. But I'm going to shorten it for the sake of time. Verse 4 says, but God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us. Amen. How did he love us? He sent his only begotten son. Even when we were dead in sins, there we go, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace, you are saved. How are you saved? You're saved by the grace of God. But watch this. Amen. And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith. There it is. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And I'm going to say this, I'm going to shut it down. Amen. Salvation, Romans 10, 9 and 10. Salvation will always be dependent on God, not man. If you could be saved through baptism, that means that it would be through works. Amen. That means it's something that you did. Amen. That's work. See, if you get saved through baptism, you just remove Christ out of the equation because it's how I went and got baptized. The pastor baptized me today. Well, the pastor can't save you. The pastor can't save you. You can't save yourself by making a choice by being baptized. But you are saved, as the scripture said, through the grace of God, faith. Do what you believe, because I believe that Christ died for my sins. Again, Romans, the 10th chapter, let me read it real quick. Amen. I'm going to give the brother the last word if you want to say something real quick. Romans, the 10th chapter. Amen. 9 and 10.
Amen.
Here it is right here. This is what it's all about, redemption. This is why he died right here. Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. May the God of heaven bless your soul. We pray today that something was said of the word to bring salvation. Amen. That someone may receive salvation. We pray that many souls, we believe that Christ is soon to return. Amen. I got so much that I want to say, but I guess I have to say it in the morning. Amen. If you want to see me, amen, I'm going to try to work with Derek, amen, to put it on his Facebook channel live. Amen. I'm going to try to be on Facebook. I'm going to try to be, but I know that they are going to record it. So that therefore I'm going to start having it recorded so you guys can see me. But brother, I'm going to go ahead and let you have the last word, Abe. Go ahead, brother, and share some words of wisdom before we close, before we shut it down. God bless you all. I love you all. Go ahead, doctor.
Amen. I got 1 minute. That 1 minute can say this. Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. You can be saved right now. Only thing you got to do is repent. Tell God, Son Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins. I'm sorry for what I am. I know I'm not right. And you want Christ to come into your life, repent of your sins, and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said, thou shalt be saved. And just like the brother said, amen. Get saved first, and the baptism represent the burial, death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I'm so happy. Be tuned in tomorrow afternoon at 5 to 7. Watchmen on the Wall be on. Next Sunday, I'll be on in the morning, 11. Amen. Those that can't get out for church, amen. I'll be bringing our sermon on end times of the salvation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you tonight. May he ever love you. And I want